Good morning. This is Marco with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Monday, April the 10th. And there is this morning overnight EBOT prices were May corn steady, 643 and a half, May wheat up a penny and a quarter, 676 and three quarters, and May beans up 2 1/4 cents at 1494 and three quarters. This should be a big planting week. The Midwest weather looks much warmer. We're going to touch maybe 80 degrees here in Chicago by the end of the week. Very little rain in the forecast, and it should be great weather for guys to really have a big, big planting week out here throughout the Midwest. The drought in southwest Kansas continues. Kansas City wheat up 6 cents overnight. Wheat was up as much as 10, 12 cents at one point, with the Russians once again talking about not renewing the trade agreement. They want all kinds of barriers lifted out here, and I don't see the U.S. or any other Western nation doing that, so they're going to continue to talk, but it's in their best interest to get something done out here. So I think the Russians will do something. The Russians did sell Egypt about 600,000 metric tons of wheat. The Ukrainians looked poised to get that business, but apparently the Russians snuck in there somehow and got the business. This is going to be a big week. We've got the WASDE day tomorrow. We've got inspections at 10 o'clock today, crop progress tonight. So overall, you know, it's going to be a pretty volatile week, I would guess. Right now, we've got the Dow down 116. The dollar looks to open up about 50 higher, or it is trading 57 higher right now. But overall, it's going to be as much about weather as anything else till we get the report tomorrow. I think we're going to see, you know, corn stocks taking a small hit, bean stocks taking a small hit. I'm surprised they aren't bigger on the beans. The average guess is 201 on the bean stocks or bean carry out, corn 1.316, and the wheat 591. I don't see anything particularly friendly there, but we'll see what they actually come up with. People are talking about maybe losing a million and a half acres of corn planting up in the Dakotas, North Dakota, and Minnesota. You know, maybe we do lose a million acres up there, but I think, you know, if this weather holds, farmers are going to continue to plant an awful lot of corn out here. Really, that's about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.